Ping for episode
6.
That's right, Max can count. And we have a jam-packed, fun-filled, exciting show for you today. But before we get to all that, let's just keep you on hold for a little bit. And Max, why don't you tell people what happened last week in terms of Trivia Town?
Trivia Town, we had a question for you. What small company, little venture, did Paul Allen and Bill Gates start together when they were just teens?
Just teens. We lad.
So, lots of you wrote in. Good answers. The answer was it was a small company called Trafo Data, where they analyzed statistics about traffic for the Washington State Highway Department.
Really does make you question how you spent your teen years, doesn't it, Max?
I remember very clearly. I was hiding money inside of my computer because I was afraid that one day somebody would find my $20.
I was drinking. Let's start the show.
All right, Laura, let's get things going. What is going on in Microsoft land this week?
You know what's going on in Microsoft land this week, Max?
What's up?
More about Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I love Twitter.
Are you going to say Twitter in every single episode?
In this occasion, it is actually very, very
it's warranted.
Relevant.
All right.
Very relevant because there are two sites. Microsoft is actually launching one of them called ExecTweet.
Mm-hmm. And they also co-launching. There's
co-launching. Yeah. With Federated Media.
That's right.
Cheat sheet. There's also CoTweet, which
Cheater.
Is company... No, Tweeter.
Oh, good. That's good.
Basically, it's a source. It's an aggregate site where you can follow executives from top, Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. Kevin Rose from Dig is on there.
But Kevin Rose is already tweeting on Twitter.
I know. This is my question to you out there in the world. Do we really need this? I can follow Kevin Rose on Twitter and get his feed. Do I need to now sign up for another site? Do I need to go to Twitter, co-tweet, and exec tweet, and
all
then
right.
we're
going to
have
what, though?
Celeb
I think,
tweet and
I think
ping
it's
tweet?
Just for people so they know it's official. Right now, anybody can create a Twitter account and claim to be, for example, they can say, I'm Steve Ballmer, because we know he doesn't tweet right now.
He is
but
not
the,
tweeting just
the
yet.
Idea for exec tweet is that it'll be the official people from these big companies or small companies, but it's official executives. So, yeah, you got Mark Zuckerberg over on Twitter right now for Facebook, but maybe he'll move over to ExecTweet and it's really him versus somebody that claims to be him.
Right.
I think that's really the guy right now.
To me,
on Twitter.
It just seems like, and trust me, I love Twitter, but it already occupies enough of my time. Do I now need to log on to Twitter and Facebook? And, ain't nobody going to MySpace anymore, but God forbid if they did, I'll have to log into that too, and now ExecTweet and CoTweet, and like I said, there's going to be, how many other tweets there are going to be. Next thing you know, it's going to be like MaxTweet. It's just your
that
own
already
separate
exists.
Aggregator.
MaxTweet.com.
Anyway, you can
it
check it out.
It doesn't exist.
Don't trust our opinion, but tell us your opinion. Email us at ping@microsoft.com and tell us what you think about
it. Or write in the comments.
Or write in the comments.
So then everybody can share in your lovey-dovey information.
In other news, something heavy in the minds of all Microsofties and all people that care about our good green Earth, Max, it is global warming. Global warming, the environment should be near and dear to your heart, is it? Is it?
A little bit.
Is it warm? Does it make you feel warm?
I'll be honest, I don't think about it too much. I probably should think about it a little bit more, but I walk wherever I can.
There you go. Go green.
And I take the stairs instead of the elevator.
Do you do that for the protection of the environment or because you want to improve your calf muscles?
A little bit of calm A, a little bit calm B.
Well, anyway, Microsoft and Bill Clinton, another person who is, I adore.
You adore.
I adore Bill Clinton, launched a new website called Project 2 Degrees. Are you familiar with it?
A little bit. I know that they're trying to reduce greenhouse gases.
Yes.
And they want you to tally up.
To track your carbon footprint.
Yeah, carbon footprint. And they want cities all over the world to do this.
Yeah, and it's a free service available to larger companies out there in a few cities. Seattle's one of them, obviously the big ones. New York, Tokyo, Beijing. Cities that have historically, problems with their, smog. and it'll help them track, like I said, their carbon footprint, where they can conserve energy, how they can improve, sort of make this Earth a little bit greener.
Now, can we as individuals go to the site and track what we do and maybe get some information on what we can do better?
Not yet. Mm. But this is a launch. It's actually in beta mode. And if you guys go to Project 2 Degrees, the number 2, not TW, project2degrees.org, you can check it out. Or you can just watch this clip, which we're about to show you right now.
Without environmental sustainability, nothing is possible. If we were in a car and you have a red light coming on, at this point our dashboard would be a sea of red.
We're at a tipping point. Hopefully we haven't already reached the tipping point.
What we're doing now isn't going to work. We need to change. We need some kind of radical breakthroughs.
There's a huge opportunity to apply technology to this problem.
We are poised with software to be able to do incredible things.
All right, so there it is. Check it out. Project2degrees.org. That is, and I would like to read you a quote, Maxie, because I know that you care so very much.
I care about the polar
much.
Bears.
So it's called Project 2. I care about the polar bears. I love the polar bears.
If you ever encounter a polar bear, though, just because it's white and all cute looking, don't try to pet it. It'll kill you.
It will snuggle.
It does not.
It will snuggle, but here's...
They're mean. They're bears.
They're not mean.
It's a bear.
So anyway, here's the quote. 2 degrees. That's how much scientists estimate the global temperature can increase without causing catastrophic consequences. Ready? Currently, science is telling us the global temperature is on track to raise 6 degrees, said Francois Agenstadt, Microsoft's environmental sustainability director. Do you know how terrible that will be for the polar bears?
It'd be bad, but think about how awesome it would be for us, where right now it's about 39 degrees.
Move to Florida.
39 degrees in Seattle, 6 degrees more, that's a good 45. I like those numbers.
Next.
All right, another cool thing that happened this week, my inbox was full of people saying, hey, Max, did you get one of the new software shirts? And
yes.
I said, software shirt? What do you mean? Software as in W-E-A-R.
Whoa. Clever.
It's very nice.
Microsoft
very nice.
Finally named something
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's cool. These came out a while ago, but I couldn't figure out where you buy them. They now have them in the company store.
Yep.
They have some of our retro logos on them. One of them says MS-DOS.
Yes, and one of the big
PC.
Ones, the Amiga PC ones were huge. Yeah. People have been trying to get their hands on these. We tried to even get our hands on some stickers a while back. Couldn't even get those. And
I
in
know.
Fact,
They're
Nick
popular.
Very popular. Nick Hodge, who you may know from Channel 10 fame.
Professional geek.
Professional geek. He started collecting people, pictures of people out in the world, sending them images.
Started collecting
of him.
People, huh?
He collects people as well, but we don't talk about that because the FBI gets involved and it's weird.
Right.
But just pictures of people wearing Amipi shirts and things like that. And we would like to add to his blog. So if you guys have photos out there of people wearing some of our software shirts.
Yes, software, W-E-A-R.
W-E-A-R. Clarify.
Yeah.
Again, or I'm a PC, or any sort of like geek or anything like that. Cool.
We want to see them.
We want to see them. We want
Ping at Microsoft.com. Send them to us.
But and just to wet your palate a little bit, should we?
I think you should model some of these shirts.
I thought you were gonna model.
You read on my,
right, I didn't watch America's Next Top Model for nothing.
That was amazing.
So if you don't have a picture of a shirt like that, or in fact, you don't have a shirt like that, just comment on this page, and we will randomly be selecting multiple winners and sending you your very own shirts. We actually have warm fuzzies. We have a lot more than that, but we're going to give them all away to you. So comment.
Comment. It's for you.
And in other news, a recent article coming out from GDC. Saying that Microsoft...
What's GDC, Game Developers Conference?
Yes, Game Developers Conference. Sorry about that. Saying that Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo could be in deep doo-doo with the launch of a new product called... that's a quote.
That's a quote.
Called Online.
Must be a really respectable magazine.
PC World.
Oh, yeah, respectable.
PCWorld.com. This is respectable. Yeah. Called OnLive. So do you know what OnLive is?
I think they just want to stream games to you, but in a different way. They want to... do a lot of the rendering and cloud computing on the
yes.
back end before they stream it to you. And they're counting on the fact that most people are going to have broadband services and be able to receive the information.
Personally, I think Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo are fine. In no danger of being
in doo-doo.
In deep doo-doo. Because if these things have been tried to launch before. If you mm-hmm. recall, a few... 5 or 6 years ago, there's something called the Phantom. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
The console
yes.
that's phantomly not
right,
available.
But this was going to destroy all other game companies
yeah.
because, again, it was you're going to be able to just download games and they were going to stream and it would just be like you would never have to go to the store.
Right.
You never have to go to GameStop and buy a copy of Halo. Yeah. It would all just come to you, you know, digitally downloadable for free.
Well, I think what they're trying to say is that you will be able to have the same experience whether you're on a PC or some sort of console or whatnot without having to worry about the hardware you have, without having to worry about upgrading, without having to worry about bugs, because it'll all be fixed on the back end before you ever get it, and it'll be a consistent experience. My problem with that is, what if your internet connection goes down while you're playing?
Yeah.
What if you don't have the bandwidth available for this? What if you have one of the crazy U.S. providers that decides to limit your bandwidth without telling you what that limit is?
You know, I find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to offer all of this bug-free, one price.
Wait a minute. Are we of the same opinion here that this is not a threat to the currently established?
I think we agree.
This is the first time we've ever agreed about something.
I can't.
All right, everybody, that is our show for this week. But I just want to throw this out there. You know, this show is all about what comes in our email boxes, and you guys all have our email, ping@microsoft.com. So if you have a cool story idea or you want to hear something that we have not discussed yet, just shoot us a little email, write us a little comment, and you might be featured right here.
And we're not opposed to coming to you because I really need to get out of Seattle.
So Laura wants to visit you, give you a hug.
I really want to
talk about your story.
And with that, Maxie!
He's out!
Get out! Let's get it on.
Alrighty, ready when you
are. It was off. Motown on American Idol last night.
It was.
Let's get it on.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Oh, so going in the blooper reel.